Striking Washington Post journos beg public to ignore the newspaper and website. By Simon Kent on December 7, 2023. Journalists at the left-wing Washington Post walked off the job to begin a 24-hour strike Thursday while issuing a plea to the general public for support. The striking employees had planned a picket and rally outside the Post's downtown Washington office to bring attention to their cause. In the process, they have asked the general public to observe a simple request: do not read the newspaper or website for the duration of the industrial action, The Hill reports. As Breitbart News reported, the strike at the far-left outlet comes after 18 months of failed talks to reach a new deal covering pay, remote work, and other conditions, and after The Daily, owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, warned more layoffs were possible. The Post's correspondence video, which gives their side of the dispute, includes employees recounting they had risked their lives and covered wars, a global pandemic, and news on all subjects, from the hyperlocal to the global. Ultimately, the staffers argue such dedication does not come cheap and maintain they deserve fair pay and a transparent pay process. I'm worth a living wage, I'm worth raises that keep up with inflation. I'm worth equal pay to my colleagues, regardless of my race or gender. I'm worth job protections that value my years of service, multiple employees are seen saying in the video. The company has made clear it will be able to print and deliver its newspapers as normal Thursday and Friday, The Hill report confirms. Sarah Kaplan, chief steward and bargaining committee member for the Guild, has indicated she expects editors will still try to get a paper out Thursday, but they can't get a good paper out without us. Even so, potential readers have been asked to ignore the paper and not visit the online site. The company is projected to take a $100 million loss by the end of 2023. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.